If you want to say something stronger and you're being really enthusiastic about it, and you want to tell them if they ask you to do something and you feel really good about doing it, you say, okay, well, if I know you say. Somebody wants to know if you can really do something and you know that you can say, you might say, do you really think you can do that? And you say, if you're positive you can do it, you say, I am.
Sure.
If somebody really dislikes to go somewhere, you say that he dreaded and hated it. He really uses it for empathy. And it shows that he just
hated it.
What would you do if you, what would you say if you would say,
hated it too,
type of the word that I just used a minute ago to show emphasis, and then type, you would just say it was cold this morning.
So
it was
cold?
I said that he really hated to go to that place, and he would say not that it was really cold, but it was
cool.
A short form of really would be
Real cool.
When something shocking is reported to somebody, then you would say something like, rather, if you would say, it's kind of like a thought, it would be the idea. You say, if you were really shocked or something, what's the strongest thing that you might say if you got your name?
I don't know about that. But that's something I'm hard to do.
If you have somebody over and you really enjoyed their visit, anything that's starting to leave, you tell them to come.
Mm-hmm.
And then if, what do you tell people around Christmas time?
Something that might mean the same thing as thank you.
I might.